No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
How long would you give yourself to do this at home?
A couple of days.
A couple of weeks.
Prue's treated us this week, hasn't she?
No, I haven't ever heard of it. What is it? Vereen? No.
This is definitely Prue, not Paul, isn't it? If it was Paul, it'd be Angel Delight.
I've been practicing my times tables. I've worked out that's 30 grams. And if that's wrong, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
Welcome back to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
Hello there.
Hello, we're back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, isn't it?
It is great to be back, yeah. And we got some goodies this week. Let's start off with our goodies.
Oh my God, we got a gorgeous gift from the lovely Marlena.
Yeah.
It's so beyond cuteness, isn't it?
It's
two pens. And one of them is a rolling pin. And the other one is a wooden spoon. And it is just, they're just the cutest thing ever. And she gave them to us kind of to celebrate our podcast.
Our podcast, I know.
So
that was
the best thing that happened this week, wasn't it?
Oh, by really, far the best thing that happened this week.
Isn't it funny how things can perk you up beyond...
Nothing beats a pen, especially when it's a baking pen.
Yeah, this is lovely. It suits. Yeah.
Perfect gift.
Thanks, Marlena.
Thank you, Marlena. So this week, Priya went.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Eventually.
I actually felt bad because I learned something about Priya this week that I think I would be very guilty of. And that's maybe she wasn't keeping time because she talks too much. They're all talking about how she doesn't stop talking. And I never noticed that.
I was just going to say, I'd never noticed.
So maybe that was the downfall.
There's obviously no time to talk because it's really time sensitive, the whole thing. I mean, you can see how they're really under pressure.
Pressure constantly.
But what did you think overall of dessert week?
I liked dessert week. You're going to hate me for saying this. I think Alice should have been star baker. Even though I love Steph, she just...
Oh, okay.
But I just thought Alice had a little bit of an edge on her.
Well, it was interesting that Steph baked, I think it was her final cake.
Yeah.
Paul Hollywood, I forgot his name. How could I forget Paul's name? Drew Blank there. Who is that gorgeous man?
Who is that male?
Paul Hollywood said it was probably the best thing he's ever eaten.
And
but he didn't
give
her a handshake. And she never got a handshake. And she was, she's only the second person to ever be star baker for three times in a row. Or even in a series, I think.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Bit of a backlash on Twitter. I'd be super fan of hers.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong.
Oh, I think she's great. I just felt this week that Alice should have got it. I'm a big fan of Alice, but I'm a big fan of Steph too. I just felt Alice had the edge in her this week and I thought she deserved it. I'm not saying Steph did bad. Steph did amazing because she's an amazing baker, but they were probably just neck and neck.
Yeah, but it was interesting. I shared I can't remember who had an article about where I found it, and kind of generally giving, I thought maybe you even sort of said something like this, that just the standard wasn't amazing.
No.
And I wonder, have they put in, because it is the youngest, they're all really young, and it's kind of a different, I think, demographic of people, that maybe they're going for more personality or a certain look or something, and maybe the baking is taking second, because I don't feel at times I've been totally blown out of the water.
Although last year, though, there was still young bakers, like Rahul was young and Ruby was young and Kim Joy was young. They just seem to have a little bit
more of an edge.
But maybe...
Or maybe they just with just difficult weeks. Dessert week wouldn't be easy.
No.
I mean, and dairy week,
we've ruled that out. They're not allowed to do that again.
No. So better go back to maybe normal bake. What are they doing next week?
Next week is a festival team. So it's all going to be colours and festival and your cakes for celebrations.
Well,
which I think would be really good fun. Yeah. In the clip for next week, it shows a lot of colour and things. So I think that would be really nice.
Great.
So maybe the festival theme will brighten things up again.
Yeah, we'll give them a chance to push the boat out, you know. Some of these strange desserts, that thing, the Verinis are sort of like an Angel Delight, a thing in a glass, you know. I mean, what was that about? Ah, hello.
I thought it looked... If that was in a little, you know, the way when you go to a buffet and then there's a little buffet dessert and I saw that in a little glass, I'd definitely pick that up.
Would you? I don't know.
I probably wouldn't eat the biscuit, but I'd eat
one. Yeah, well, it was a strange one. It wasn't as strange. They had to put this little biscuit then on top, which kind of had to balance on the very top.
Yeah, I thought that was quite hard.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, they're never easy, but still. And the meringue, then they did it like layers of meringue. Yeah, which was a lot. A lot of meringue.
Yeah.
Three layers, I think they had.
And then their showstopper. Oh, the big bombs.
Bombs, yeah.
They would looked really good.
Yeah.
So that's
a bomb is like an outside of like a hard casing, and then
and
inside
make sure it's set.
It's got a soft sort of centered.
Yeah, no, they were all that was really good. I think the standard this week of their bakes though had gone up. I think Michael had a lucky escape because it was his birthday. Because I don't know that his last showstopper didn't look the best. Let's go through their first bake. So their first bake, their signature bake. There was quite positive feedback.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was. Let me see. I'm just looking at here. Okay, Alice got okay.
Yeah.
Plus David got fair.
Yeah.
Henry's was good.
Yeah.
Okay for Michael's. Not so good for Priya. She did a blueberry. Oh, she had that horrible color.
Yeah, they said colour. It was a horrible color. It didn't look great.
Yeah, it turned out a nasty color. You need to be careful of that because you definitely eat with your eyes as well.
Yeah, 100%. Like I always pick something that looks nice and bright. And
yeah, and Rosie got okay. Salted caramel. I like salted caramel. And then Steph did okay to good with her eating mess.
I liked Alice's with the, it looked like kind of a handle, like a little handle on the top of it.
Yeah,
but she had picked the wrong cherries for the Black Forest gatto bit.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah, that went over my head. The wrong cherries.
I think they said to her that she should have picked a different type of cherry.
Oh.
And it would have the flavour would have been stronger. But because she was worried about it having a soggy bottom, she used...
Oh, we must bear that in mind because we will be doing a
cherry bake. We have to do a cherry bake.
Yeah. So, I'm waiting for... I have no kitchen at the moment. Yeah. I'm getting a new kitchen in, so I actually don't have anywhere to...
Yeah, and I was baking other things this week, so I just...
But maybe
time.
The week after next we might do... I think we said mentioned in our last podcast, we are in possession of this
weird
strange cherry brandy, which we've stashed in a drawer.
Maybe we should just bring it to Kilkenny. We're off to Kilkenny tomorrow. Maybe we'll just bring it to Kilkenny.
I have this cherry brandy in my handbag. No, we will not.
No, we have to bake with that one.
No, that's for baking.
That's for baking. But I think that was a good... I like meringue, so...
Yeah,
I like
meringue is
one.
Interesting. It's always interesting to see it being made as well. It's very sort of... It's amazing how, you know, just egg whites can turn into something like that. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, yep.
All good. So this week, we're talking about dessert week, but Sheila Nocton from the Perfect Rise blog has also been blogging about the bake-off each week. And we've talked to Sheila before and she's doing amazing bakes and you can see them all on her Instagram as well, The Perfect Rise. So we're just going to check in with her and see how she's getting on.
Yeah, so doing really well. Well, I say doing really well. Doing the best I can with limited equipment because the bakes are getting harder and harder or there's more kind of things needed. I don't know if you found this, but, you know, last week I couldn't do the technical because I don't have a deep fat fryer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Things like that were starting to get in the way, but I tried to work around them and do something similar if I couldn't do the actual bake itself. But I'm still going, and yes, it's time consuming, but we're nearly there.
Yeah, we're nearly there. We're over halfway there now. What did you use instead of a deep fat fryer, or did you leave it?
I have left it, but what I was thinking was I could do a saucepan of olive oil
oil. Yeah, like in
the wok, isn't it? Oh, be so careful.
You scald yourself.
See, and it's just the more that it gets messy then, and you really need the deep fat fryer to do them. So I have the stuff at home. I just did like little cake pops. So just to have something that
I
was the shape of them.
I made cake pops this week.
Did you?
Yeah, they were really good fun.
What did you put with them?
So I just made a chocolate cake and then I crumbled it all up and I melted white chocolate and put them all back in a circle and stuck them on a stick.
Class. I did. Yeah, see, a cake fell apart on me, so that's what happened. But it's chocolate, but it has raspberries in it, and
ooh,
I made chocolate ganache, so it's kind of thick, but it's nice, like, because you know they make that. You make it with double cream when you melt it down.
Sounds
and
really good.
I'm gonna put that together now today, and I've got a neighbour, a little friend of mine who I made since I moved up here, called Nelly, and I'll give them to Nelly.
Aww, that's so cute. Nelly,
lucky Nelly. I want to be Nelly.
That's really cool. What did you think of making cake pops? Did you? This sounds really funny, but like, I feel like I never want to eat one again, knowing how much someone has probably handled it.
It's more that you know, you're like, oh wow, these taste so good, and they're not intricate at all. They're actually when you have leftovers. Or you've got, like me, you've a disaster and you've got a cake in bits. So like they're the scraps.
So that
was what I was thinking. But now I don't think I'd ever go for a cake pop though. Like if I saw something, if you're going to go for something, you want something kind of more substantial. But kids love them, and you can do them up. I've seen ones online. You can do them up looking like unicorns and different things like that. Yeah. So they can be fun.
Yeah, they do look fun.
Well, Claire did them for a baby shower, so that was perfect.
Some of them were pink, so I just put pink food dye into the white chocolate, and they were fun. And then I put little white stars on them, and then the other ones I did that were white and put pink sprinkles on them. But it put me off eating them ever again. I don't think I'm ever going to eat them, ever. But they looked really nice and people liked them.
Yes,
but
people
I wash my hands a lot, obviously, because you have to. But I know how much I handled them, and I was good and clean and stuff. But anyone else is making them, I'd be like, I know how much you touched that.
Yes.
Did you wash your hands? So yeah, I was, it was good. But like, I don't know. Maybe not again.
I've been, and actually today somebody said to me, they said, oh, will you go back to your normal baking? They were like, we like your brownies and stuff. Because I suppose that's what's getting the thing with Bake Off. It's getting more kind of almost professional level.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they're doing things that would be in a patisserie shop or whatever.
Yeah.
So people don't tend to be like, oh yeah, that's what I'd pick at. It's like this week I did tarts. From the previous week, I copied David's recipe. And I have to say, I actually think I found a few things that I now think I'm actually quite good at. I think I'm good at bread. I'm good at tarts. And the tarts are lovely, but you know, you can't pick at them. They look great. But I think often if I went into a shop, I probably wouldn't buy the tarts. I just think they look nice. I'd be more likely to buy a brownie or something.
Yeah.
I have to say, it was really satisfying to make those tarts. And what helped was, and I don't know if you tried them, do you remember the technical that was the, it was the other tartlets, and they had the curd cheese in them.
Oh, the fried.
Oh, yeah.
The Maids of Honour.
The Maids of Honour. Oh, we didn't like those.
No.
Yeah. Now, I tried them and I thought they were grand to make and everything, but I made the mistake of overfilling. So this time, at least when it came to these ones, I was like, okay, don't overfill this time. Make sure and I made sure my cases were done high enough, because they weren't high enough the first time. So you do learn as you're going along, which is great. And I actually like making tarts now. So.
And you know those Maids of Honour, did you taste the curdy stuff in the middle? Like, what was that like? I can't picture how it tastes.
See, I like cottage cheese.
Okay.
Oh, so, I don't. No.
Do you not? You see, that's a very textural thing, I think. Like,
yeah.
I hate an awful lot of textures of foods, but I don't mind cottage cheese. But a lot of people, it would put them off, because it is little, like, basically just curds of like, balls of little cheese. Which is really off-putting, but I like it. But that's the only way to describe it. It's actually quite tasteless.
Okay.
Very tasteless. And even when you get just by the normal cottage cheese in the shop, you have to put something with it, because it just doesn't really taste of anything. But if you don't like the texture of it, you won't like them.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I went to a cooking class and I brought them for the dessert, and mixed with the lemon and things like that. And, you know, people didn't know what was in them. When people don't know what's in them, they say, oh, these are delicious. Are they lemon? So, yeah, that's all.
That's lemon, yeah. You eat that now, love.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit like that. I never give, when I bring in cakes here, I'd never say the full ingredients, because if you say something like, oh, it's got almond in it, something, oh, I never eat almond.
Yes.
But in, you know, when it's just a random cake, it's not like, you know, your almond paste or almond, you know, icing or anything like that. It's different.
My dad would always say, oh, I don't like almond, but he loves Bakewells. So I say, well, you do like almond then.
Yeah.
He says, oh, I don't like the artificial taste. So I've stopped saying like that, what's in them, and whether I've used almond essence or not, or things like that. The only time I would tell people is obviously warn them of nuts and things. And I know a lot of people don't like coconut. So
yeah.
I'd often say if there was like coconut. But other than that, they can do with an essence.
Yeah. I like almond. I'd throw it into anything.
Yeah, I really like it as well. But yeah, sometimes people just, you have it in your head that you don't like certain things, mm-hmm. and then it just, the word will put you off. Whereas if you let people try it, they'll kind of, they can say, oh, there's something I don't like in there. That's all fine. Well, a lot of the time they'll say it's delicious, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have you been watching Bake Off?
Yes.
Who do you think is going
to
win?
I think David could be a little dark horse there. Yeah. I think he's been gearing up to win Star Baker for a while. I really, really want him to get Star Baker. But I think, unless it's like the case with Raoul last year, he won everything and then did win the overall. Usually the people who win Star Baker that much, they always get pipped to the post by someone in the final one. And I would love to, I think he's been plugging away there. He's never done really a big disaster. And he always tries something a little bit outside the box, even if it's to keep it simple, like his custard tarts. I prefer a custard tart that's vanilla than one with lime and stuff in it. So, and I like him. I like them all, but I particularly like David.
Cool.
And I also have to say, did either of you try Rosie made this tomato and basil bread the week of Bread Week, and she put a lion's face on it. And I decided.
Oh, I saw that. That was really cool on your Instagram.
Oh my god!
And she tweeted it. Instagram.
She did. She?
Yeah, she retweeted or she reposted it. And actually, the tarts the other day, I tagged the guy David, the baker, in it, and he wrote back and said these are amazing. So I got approval.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's really, really. Yeah, really
it's
cool.
Actually it's weirdly exciting when someone validates.
I know. Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
It's really weird when they interact with you. This is completely not. I keep going off topic today on Bake Off, but I went to a Take That concert and I put up a picture and I was like, and they Take That were in the background. I was like, oh, this is my Take That selfie. And Mark Owen tweeted or commented on it and I nearly died. I woke up the next morning and I screamed and Daniel was like, what's wrong with you now? And I was like, Mark Owen commented on my picture. And he was like, who's Mark Owen? And I was like, who are you?
But even it, at the very start when I started this whole thing, do you remember Kim Joy from the previous year?
Oh, yeah. I love Kim Joy.
Love Kim Joy. And I follow all her stuff. And she's a great cookbook out that our baking book that I'd love to get.
Yeah.
But I wrote something under one of hers and she liked it. And I woke up and I was like, guys, Kim Joy liked my comment. I was like, am I famous?
You're like, my comment is the best.
But and it's actually been really enjoyable. I'm thinking now, I tried... I'm thinking this week now, I don't have as much time, so I'm trying to figure out how I can do the stuff. And I also don't know who to pass on. You know, the way it was dessert week, so obviously I have to do things in glasses. And I'm like, well, where do you bring like glasses full of things into something? And I might wait till I go home at the weekend and have it as a dessert for
your
the
mom
weekend.
And dad will like them now. Weekend. You were at the Valley Mount Market. Tell us about that.
I was. So I kind of decided, I thought, well, I wonder, could I sell my stuff? Like, I wonder if it's almost like if it's good enough, if it's sellable. And so I decided to give the country market a go in Valley Mount, and that was last weekend. Now I baked up a storm. I would do it a bit more, I'd be a bit more clever next time and maybe do less of some things and more of the things that sold, but I wanted to try out and see what it was that was popular. I said my aim was to, if I could at least make like back my money on the ingredients, and I did. I made a little profit, so that wasn't the huge point. It was just to sell them, and it was great fun.
Look at you, you pro. You're like a real baker now.
I can't believe like that, you know, you can come from literally not baking at all, and then suddenly you kind of get the confidence after, you know, a few little things.
It's wonderful.
Fair play to you.
And I don't know if you find as well, but like the more you try things, then, because I used to watch Bake Off and they'd say, oh well, if I put this in there, that'll cause a really good rise, that'll cause it to be moist. And you're like, how do they know that?
Yeah.
You actually get it. The more you do it and you're like, I made a mistake there, I would do this next time.
You realise those things.
You learn stuff, and there's no mystery about it. There's a way of doing stuff. You know what I mean? There's a formula to it.
Yeah, there's a formula.
Yeah, it's not like you just suddenly have to, you know.
I'm now a pro that I've baked like 5 things in my life, and even though like I know I've substituted or I've added a bit extra, I've done things, and I'm kind of like, okay, if you stick to the basic instructions, you can play around with things.
I'm one of these. I always, if it's a brownie recipe, I'll always be like, well, I'm obviously putting white chocolate chips in there, you know. Or the other day I was doing just a chocolate cake, and I was like, well, raspberries would be nice in that. So it's stuff like that I definitely would always add in and things, just to make it a bit more interesting.
A bit ambitious.
But I'm excited now to, well, I'm nervous for the next few technicals. I hope they don't have any more crazy
oh God,
equipment.
Who knows what they'll come up with. But it's what will
be next.
Have either of you ever made, I've never made pavlova or the meringue.
I have made, yeah. No, it's quite interesting. I was saying that earlier on in the podcast, the thing about meringue, it's just like egg whites, and it's just amazing what you can do mm-hmm. with it, you know.
Yeah.
And then that vegan week, when they used the aquafaba, they call it.
Oh,
it's just water from chickpeas, and you can turn it into meringue.
Well, I'm excited to give it a go because I've been scared to do.
It's not that difficult. It's just an incredible transformation.
Yeah.
You know, just egg white turning into this
beautiful
snow. Yeah, beautiful, like snowy.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
And egg white's good for you. So, you know.
Yeah, well, egg white is
really,
fine. There's no fat
healthy.
In egg white. You can eat as much
you
of it as you
that
want.
Much of that now, and it's good for you. Full of protein, it's great.
And actually, egg whites, recently, the other day, I'd been trying to make royal icing for my biscuits for an awful long time, and I kept mixing the icing sugar with water, and it was always too runny, and they just looked like washed out. And I read the other day, it was like, put a bit of egg white in. Well, first time I have had very, very nice iced biscuits where all the colour stayed on and everything, so egg whites.
Oh, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Hot tip.
Brilliant.
Hot tip of the week. Use
egg whites. I'm sure other people knew that, but it was
well,
more
I didn't
that.
Know
it's
that.
A lot
know
of recipes do say use water, and no good. Don't use water.
Well done. So, Sheila, we'll let you go.
Well, we'll see you very soon.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you tomorrow. We're
have you got a dress?
I have a red jumpsuit.
Oh,
wow.
Very
you're
nice.
Going to look amazing. Yeah.
Unless I'm not feeling it, then I have a purple dress, but.
Very good. For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, we're all very excited about the IMRO Radio Awards. And East Coast have 3 nominations in. So we're all going to celebrate. It's going to be great fun. And Northern Sound also have nominations in. So Sheila's coming from her station. So we're all meeting up tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Yes, but it will be no baked goods. I won't bring any baked goods. I don't think it'll be appropriate for the occasion.
There'll be too many gins, Sheila.
That's it.
We'll see you then.
Oh, see you then.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
So the technical challenge this week, what did you think, Anne?
I thought it was very difficult. I mean, I was kind of, like it was a celebration bomb, obviously. So you had to make... who had the lovely chocolate one, actually, now that I think of it? It was really nice. I think it was Henry had a lovely chocolate decorated one. And then on the inside then it was...
What was that one?
It was like a casing of chocolate. And then he had decorated with some white icing, white little sort of lines across. It was very, very good. It was good. I wouldn't be... like I say, the dessert week just didn't really do it for me, to be honest.
Okay.
I just kind of didn't think there were... Dessert is dessert. It's not cake. Such.
I get you, but you still have to bake it.
They did very well. I mean, obviously, Alice did really, really well in that challenge. She came out first, didn't she?
She came out first, yeah. They had to make sure each layer was set, like as in, like that requires a lot of time just for making one tiny dessert.
Yeah, I know.
You know
well, a lot of the stuff that they do really is time sensitive, and you were saying there about maybe that's why Priya was having problems. You just have to stay focused because you know they have so many balls in the air and many bowls and things to do, and you know you kind of think what's
going on.
There's no time to do anything, and then the tent obviously gets overheats.
Oh yeah, you know, I'd say so. Would you eat that technical challenge? That was. You wouldn't. I would. I'd pick that up.
No, I wouldn't.
I liked the colours of it. I like mango.
I don't think I would. No. Yeah, it wouldn't be my choice now.
If there was a technical challenge for a dessert week that you were to pick, what would it be?
I'd probably do some really sort of fancy trifle, like an old-fashioned
trifle,
but like it was a really nice twist on it. It'd make it kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Or even like banoffee pie and stuff like that, because they're
nice.
Really nice.
My mum makes trifle with Tia Maria instead of sherry now, and it's so good.
Oh, really? Yeah, that sounds very, very, very nice.
Yeah. I think she made a non-alcoholic one last year.
Well, that's just disappointing.
I know. Maybe I imagined that. I could have really imagined that. But I think someone made a non-alcoholic one and it turned out really nice. But anyway, Tia Maria is definitely a winner for trifle.
Yeah, well, that's all this. It's like tiramisu is gorgeous.
Yeah. I love tiramisu.
Tiramisu is amazing.
Yeah. So good. I don't really know much about desserts other than jelly and ice cream. So I don't even know what you would bake. I always just, you know, I suppose Baked Alaska is a dessert.
Oh yeah, that's a real old fashioned one. Yeah, and that's hard. That is hard. Yeah,
because you're watching for things melting all the time. And stuff. I do think that technical challenge was hard though. You remember when we talked about them being a bit easier? Do you think they have been easier?
No, I suppose that was hard. Maybe they haven't been as attractive to me.
Yeah,
they haven't. Know what I mean? I like big sculptury things. Yeah. With cake. I like.
Yeah, I know. I love sponge. The decoration.
Yeah. Three layers of sponge and four layers of chocolate ganache.
I just want all the chocolate, please. Thank you.
Lots of stuff like that. But interesting. It's interesting what people would order from dessert. I'm not a huge dessert. I wouldn't always order dessert. And even when I'm ordering it, I tend to just go for, if there's ice cream, I'll just have ice cream.
I love mint ice cream after my dinner.
Yeah, it is very nice. Yeah, very
it kind
refreshing.
Of just settles your belly if you've had like a lot of food. A little bit of mint ice cream is just perfect. Although if there's cheese on a menu, I'll be like, I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, it was like, say cake, like dessert comes after a meal, which you're probably full. Whereas when you're eating cake, it's probably about 11ths and you're hungry and you've got a nice piece of cake with coffee. Yeah. Oh my God, you can't beat it.
I always think like if you're having your dinner, you know, if you're having like Sunday dinner and stuff and you don't have dessert and then maybe like an hour later, just have a coffee and a piece of cake, you're like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it can be too much. Yeah, there needs to be a gap. That's why, maybe that's why I don't think dessert is as good as cake, because I always see cake stands alone, whereas you couldn't really have dessert. Well, you could have dessert any time, but
have dessert for your breakfast?
No, you can't.
I have to have chocolate for my breakfast. Nobody
well, you can't. I forbid it.
This is totally off topic. I remember when I first moved out of home, I moved to Cork from Limerick to do a course in college. And like, it was the best thing since I spread. Like, I was buying all the junk food. I lived off noodles and stuff. But every morning I was just like, I'll just have a bar of chocolate. And it actually set up a bad habit for life. Because now I'm like, you can have chocolate any time of the day you want. But yeah, so I need to, well, I kind of have knocked that in the head. But it's tempting to have a bar of chocolate for your breakfast every day.
Well, chocolate is nice. It is nice, but not before. Not before 11.
Okay.
That's
okay,
the rule.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
Actually, another funny story about chocolate was when I'd go for a walk with my dad with the dog or whatever dog we'd have had at the time. We've had loads of different dogs. And he'd give me like a pound. Oh my God, I sound so old. Like I'm talking old currency. A pound to go to the shop and he'd be like, go get some jellies or something. But mum be like, try and get a bar of chocolate, Claire. At least it's got a bit of dairy in it. And I'm like, because chocolate is so much better than jellies, is it? Okay.
Well, I suppose
that was the logic.
Well, chocolate is good for you. It's funny how like chocolate and certain foods go together. I would like chocolate and a crisp. If I was eating a salted vinegar, well, I like salted vinegar, but maybe a cheese and onion crisp and a piece of chocolate.
No, that's really
if you
nice.
Were to eat those two together, it's a fantastic combination.
You know, when you're at the cinema and you get a bag of Maltesers and you have your popcorn, you put the Maltesers.
I've never done that.
Oh my God, I'm missing
that. Now that I think of it, I've heard people talking
this,
about it.
Or minstrels or any sort of chocolate and just, well, not really a bar of chocolate, but like a sweet chocolate, put it into your popcorn and the salt and the chocolate.
Yeah, I think it's the salt, is it? That's why salt caramel is so nice. That it must, it's funny how it just really affects your taste buds, you know. Yeah. That and a cup of coffee. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Heaven.
You didn't ignore the technical challenge this week. It was crap.
I'm just not raving about it, you know, normally.
I'd pick it. I definitely would. I liked the look of it, but it's a lot of effort to make a little dessert, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Not a lot of effort.
A lot of effort. You bring it out to the table and everybody said, we're a bit too full, can't eat that now. So you need to serve it first.
Or it's like, I've made 6 of these and no one wants to eat it. Like, you have to make them kind of in bulk or something. I don't know. It's a bit meh.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
What was your favourite showstopper?
I think that one, which I can't remember who did it, the chocolate, and I think it was Henry, I don't think he got very high marks for it, was that chocolate bomb thing that he did. I just thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, he did this weird thing to make it sit where he divided the layers with cardboard, and he was the only one who did it. And it meant that he could set each layer together rather than all separately. Yeah. And the judges were quite impressed with that technique or that idea. I don't think they'd even done it before.
But why do I have... He looks like he didn't come up in the top.
No, he didn't. He was actually worried about going home. They kind of, the judges, it's gone very 50-50. There seems to be a top group and a bottom group now. And Henry is lying in the middle of that at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I hope he ups his game a bit. I would die if he went home.
He's so cute. Yeah, his ties every week are so cute.
And did you notice that he was wearing...
Red and red?
Yeah, but he wore a little brooch, spider's web brooch for Helena. And then he wore a pin, a Welsh pin
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he wore a Welsh pin for Michelle last week. So that was
nice.
Beyond cuteness. Yeah, beyond
he's very
cuteness.
Very cute.
So, anyway, am I going to scribble out Priya with my new pen?
Yeah. Bye,
okay,
love.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, God.
It's getting very sad now. I know I was very hard on Priya the past 2 weeks, but I have to say, I think the right call was definitely made.
No, she was really, she could have gone the previous two weeks. Any time during that. And, you know, she's getting a lot of stick on Twitter. Twitter isn't...
It's not a friendly place.
It's not, no. And it used to be always a great, can be great fun. But there's really, you know, if I was a contestant...
I wouldn't like the comments at all.
It's a cake competition. There's nothing... all of these people are really beautiful. You know what I mean? It's really nice.
Oh, when I criticise her on the podcast, it's not anything to do with her. I'm like, it's just because I prefer a different cake.
But they let rip it on Twitter. And I feel very uncomfortable about it. And I think they're going to find it hard to get people to put themselves... Yeah. Or they're going to have to get really strong people. You know, and like I kind of feel baking people are sensitive. But like, we're sensitive
souls.
We can't really stand up to trolling and that.
I don't like the whole online trolling thing. I think it's gotten very, very vicious.
Yeah, it's kind of reached a stage where it's the point of no return.
I've gotten to the point where I don't comment on people at all.
Never. I'm the same.
Good or bad. I just leave it.
You just worry
I'm
that
kind of scared.
I'd say near every second day you'll see somebody and say, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get offline now for a while because I'm just having a very bad time."
And I know definitely I probably have without even realizing, especially when social media was quite new. I probably did comment on things not even thinking.
Yeah, the people are very sensitive about it. Yeah,
like, wouldn't have even thought about the consequences. Yeah.
But whatever about those other programs, I see The Apprentice started last night, but that's a kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this is cake, you know, and it's everything about it is supposed to make me feel
good.
Yeah, and that's what I expect. You know, I don't, there's no sort of, it's a different feeling that you want from it. And then you go on Twitter and it can be hilarious and it can be great fun. But it only takes one nasty
one person
to kind
to
of
ruin
say,
it.
Oh God, that's ruined my evening now, you know.
I'm telling you something funny about The Apprentice. I don't know if I told you. I was a runner on The Apprentice.
No way.
Yeah, for the auditions a couple of years ago.
Now, which one would it be? One that I was watching, I wonder.
It would have been maybe 2014. I can't really remember. It was a good few years ago. It was kind of one of my first media jobs and it was really fun. And it was a really weird audition process. Because there was like all these different floors and the contestants weren't like everyone auditioning couldn't talk to each other.
Oh, really?
And you literally had to lead them to the next room without talking to them. But I just remember there was a lot of Fredo bars for the crew and that was really nice.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And that's my apprentice story.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. No, I started watching it last night. I wasn't going to because Lina, when she worked here, was a huge fan.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an incentive, you know. But yeah, I watched it. I'm probably hooked.
Yeah, there was another one that I watched. It wasn't Dragon's Den. It was like another one. I can't remember what. I kind of got into it and I can't remember what it was. I think it was on Netflix and it was quite good. Similar.
Yeah. These people that they get. They're
some
like
of the ideas.
Yeah, they have to be really... Of course, they rev them up anyway to make them say ridiculous things about themselves. I'm the most amazing person. I can sell, you know, what... you know, to beat the band, and then they proved to be hopeless, you know. But it was, it was okay. It was okay.
I know this is completely off topic, but it's totally off topic today. The idea of X Factor Celebrity. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Do you?
Yeah. I can handle that. I'm tired of X Factor, or, you know, just the ordinary mortals now. No, I'm done with it.
Okay.
But I could handle a celebrity one.
A celebrity one. Yeah, because Simon Cowell's all like, oh, I'm not sure about this. Like, this could be a big mistake or it could be amazing.
Didn't they
and
used
I'm
to have...
I'm not sure how I feel.
Wasn't there... Was Stars in Their Eyes? Was that... Do you remember Matthew?
They used to do a celebrity version of that.
A version of that. And
I think
was...
I remember the girl that was Leanne... Do you know Leanne Battersby? I can't think of her name. Yes,
Jane
something in real life.
She's from Coronation Street.
She was Ginger Spice. I'm 90% sure she was Ginger Spice one time on Celebrity Stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Will these be, I wonder, will they be going in as characters or will they be just singing?
I'd say they're just singing. I don't know. I don't have a clue, to be honest. I just think it seems a bit bizarre.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, no, I'd watch that. You need something different
for
it.
Well, the only thing is, will they be bad singers? Will there be a bad singer in there?
Well, to be honest, I'm always really, really surprised at some stars. And I'm trying to think now. I'm thinking Gwyneth Paltrow singing. Amazing.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of superstars can actually sing really well.
Okay.
Not Gwyneth Paltrow, was it? What's the girl in Titanic?
She had Christmas song, A Christmas Carol. She was amazing. Kate Winslet.
Yeah, she could have had a career as
a
singer.
She was really, really good.
And I think, what about Sissy Spacek years ago? She did The Coal Man and His Daughter. She sang all her songs.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper can sing. You know, people who have,
they
like,
surprise you.
Are massively talented one area, you kind of think, oh, God, they were a
that's
bit,
it.
That's, they're a little bit greedy.
That's a bit selfish.
It's a bit greedy. But yeah, it is amazing how, but then a lot of these actors and actresses, they've come up through, you know.
Drama school,
dance and songs.
Yeah.
So they've been taught how to, they're trained. So like, you know, Am I a bit jealous?
No, not one bit. We've our own talents.
I'm sure.
So let's go back to Bake Off.
Okay,
totally sidelined.
Will we start? I'm giving these some points. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Steph, are you taking something off her?
No, I don't want to take anything off her because I still think she's really good.
Yeah.
I just happen to think that Steph should have got Star Baker.
You mean Alice.
Alice should have got Star Baker.
Okay, well, I'm going to give Steph... she has to get maximum points.
Yeah,
because,
she has to get 10.
Yeah,
she's
because she's absolutely the best. What about poor old David? I love David.
Yeah, I love him as well. I actually really warming to him now. I thought at the beginning he might be a bit boring, but actually he's quite
we'll
nice.
We'll give him an 8, will we?
Yeah, his meringues didn't go too well. Remember his spices? They were a bit too much.
Did he put matcha in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
who put
and
the matcha?
Cinnamon and...
Oh, yeah.
It was just all too spicy and I think it might have been a bit much, but he does good.
Now we've got Henry.
Henry, probably like a 7.
7 grand. And Rosie, I'm going to let you, because I'm on the fence about her.
She's gone back on the fence now, probably a 6.
Oh, okay. And good, Michael,
what happened to
Star Baker? It's like
a
he's
bread week as well.
Yeah, he wants to be very careful now. He could be going next week if he's
not. He could potentially be the one that goes next week.
Yeah, it's funny how things could turn around.
Yeah, it's probably between him and Henry now that could go next week.
So what did we give Henry? Gave him a 7, so I suppose a 6.
Six.
Yeah. And then Rosie.
Rosie is
the best.
6.
A 6.
Hold on, did I accidentally mark someone badly when they should have been good? Was there another girl?
No, that's them all.
Oh, no, we're on the fence about Rosie still, though, aren't we? She's
yeah.
back on the fence. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. Alice.
Alice, yeah. You love Alice, don't you?
I love Alice. I think she needs a 10 as well. She should have been.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
No, but I think she should have been Star Baker.
Yeah, well, she's very good. She hasn't won. She hasn't sort of shone, really, or she hasn't been allowed to shine, you could say.
I think she seems like she's just a nice person.
Now, who do you... I don't think Steph is going to win. I think this is a bad omen. Winning 3 weeks in a row, that doesn't necessarily mean augur well for her.
I think Alice might win.
Alice is a good chance, or Rosie, or... Yeah, I kind of put it between Alice and Rosie, maybe. I don't know why I think Rosie is a dark...
between Alice and Steph.
Alice is a dark horse there. But anyway, how many have we left then? So there's only 6 in it next week.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
6 weeks.
4, 5, 6. Gosh.
6 more podcasts?
Yep.
You only have to listen to us 6 more times?
Yeah, well, we'll think of something else. We're not going to finish the podcast, you know.
No.
Which is, it might not be a soggy bottom. It might be
a jungle. Jungle madness.
Mm.
Jungle in November, isn't it?
Jungle sometime. They go in before Christmas, yeah, anyway.
Looking forward to that too.
Our celebrity, yeah. What is our, the star?
Dancing on Ice. No. It's got Maura in it.
Yeah.
And then we've got...
When is this Simon Cowell?
The X Factor. I'm not sure when that's starting, actually.
Yeah, well, that'll
be
one.
We'll figure it out.
We will.
Yeah. So that's it for this week. We did a little bit of baking and X Factor and Apprentice and cinema, popcorn and chocolate.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah.
This time next week I should know when I have an oven again. I should.
Yay! We'll be baking again. I promise I'll bring in some stuff next week. I got a bit distracted with other stuff this week, so I didn't bring in any bake. So next week I'll be on it.
Great. Yay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.